Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 안녕하세요. 좋은 아침입니다. 이번에도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트를 찾아주셔서 감사합니다. 이번 주 팟캐스트 에피소드를 맡은 최정윤 기자입니다. And we have our Ellie with us.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, so the election just ended yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. We are recording this earlier in mm-hmm. advance, so we don't know the results yet, yeah. but we will see pretty soon.
Yeah, no spoilers. We don't know anything
yet. No spoilers because we don't know. Yeah. 네, 이제 저희가 좀 녹음하는 시점이 총선 이전이긴 한데요. 과연 어떠한 결과가 목요일 아침쯤 저희가 이걸 틀었을 때 나타나게 될지 저희도 매우 기대되는 상황입니다. 그래서 저희가 가져온 기사는 엘리랑 얘기하면 되게 재밌을 것 같은 한국의 선거운동 문화에 관한 내용입니다. 여태까지 이제 계속 한 며칠 동안 선거 유세 때문에 그 길거리가 매우 시끄러웠는데요. How did you see like the campaign atmosphere? I heard that it's your first time in Korea. Yeah. Looking at all this?
It was really interesting. I was just at the park and there's all these people with their banners and in their red outfits or blue outfits and mm-hmm. coming and saying hello to like dogs and babies. It was very interesting and like lots of trucks on loudspeakers and mm-hmm. Very different from the UK. I think we did a little bit quieter mm-hmm. in the UK. I don't think I ever remember. Maybe I just live in the countryside, so that's why. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember any like campaigning. Like that, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, like, when I lived in Canada, when I was little, I only remember seeing campaigns on TV, like, yeah. as ad commercials.
Yeah, like, debates on TV, mm-hmm. commercials. In the UK, it's the same, as far as I have seen.
Right.
That it's quite, like, subtle. It's, you know, it's all done on TV and in Parliament, not really on the streets. But, yeah, well, we're going to talk about this sort of interesting culture, right?
Today. Right.
I thought of something quite funny that Koreans might think is quite different. Mm-hmm. In the UK, when we vote sometimes in our local thing, like our local area, there's like dogs that come out. Like people bring their dogs.
Dogs.
And there's like hashtags on Twitter and stuff that's like doggy voting day.
Oh, like really? That kind of thing. That's so cute.
And my village had a donkey mm-hmm. come out.
Oh.
It sounds like I live in, like, really, like, I love nowhere.
Wait, where are you from?
But we had a donkey come out and, uh-huh. like, cheer on all the voters. And, like,
really?
It went viral. Yeah, it was a very, so that's the kind of thing
so
we
like
do.
So, like, how many donkeys, though?
Just one.
Just one.
And it had a hat and a sash on and stuff. It was a very, so, yeah, we also have some weird voting culture.
That's very different. We don't see any animals
no.
going to promote the candidates, but yeah. 이제 한국이랑 그 한국에서 선거 운동 기간에 이제 처음으로 있어봤다고 한 알리랑 잠깐 대화를 해봤는데요. 외국 분들이 한국 와서 이 기간에 특히 그 여러 막 loud music, mm-hmm. 되게 시끄러운 음악, 혹은 되게 catchy music sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Very like catchy.
With K-pop songs.
Yeah.
되게 중독성 강한 그런 노래들이 되게 신기하다고 했었던 기억이 저도 나는데, 엘리가 방금 말씀해 주신 거는 엘리 동네에서는 그 강아지 혹은 여기 엘리가 온 동네는 이제 donkey, 당나귀가 나와서 이렇게 선거를 좀 하라고 장려한 그런 문화가 있었다고 합니다. 대체로 노래 혹은 뭐 그런 식으로 선거 운동을 할 때 좀 이색적인 선거 운동들이 있어서 그거를 한번 기사로 가져와 봤는데요. 우선 기사 먼저 읽고 오시겠습니다.
No shirt, no shoes or dress for mourning. Candidates' campaign gimmicks. As South Koreans go to the polls to elect the 300 members of the National Assembly on Wednesday, political candidates have fully ramped up efforts to court voters. Walking down practically any main street at the moment, one will easily spot rallies of candidates and supporters singing theme songs with politically tweaked lyrics and flamboyant dance routines. Others have taken more unconventional turns in the outreach. One candidate was seen barefoot greeting visitors at the Red Clay Road in Gumi-dong, Seongnam, Gyeonggi Province, washing the feet of citizens, while others walked the streets and lowered themselves in a bow every three steps, undertaking a Buddhist practice to show determination. Among the more peculiar election crusades, one stripped down to seize the attention of voters. Main opposition Democratic Party of Korea representative Kim Byung-woo, who is running for the Bundang-bi constituency in Seongnam, shared a picture of himself shirtless, posing for a body profile.
Thank you, Ellie. So first of all, let's look at the word gimmicks in the title. So what's a gimmick?
So it's like something silly or like something tacky maybe that people do to like, I don't know, to like get attention or sell stuff. So something, if you describe something as gimmicky, it's like, yeah, tacky, not very...
Original?
Yeah, it's a little bit like tricks or sort of stunts that people do to kind of catch people's attention. It's like eye-catching stunts.
Right. So in Korea, the word gimmick itself has become a word. Like we say gimmick.
Oh, really? Like a sort of Konglish style?
Yeah. Like a slang kind of online, I think. 이제 기믹이라는 단어는 사람들의 관심을 끌기 위한 어떠한 장치, 술책 이렇게 뜻을 가지고 있는데요. 실제로 요즘 뭐 기믹이라는 단어 자체로도 많이 사용되고 있습니다. 그래서 no shirt, no shoes or dress for morning. 옷도 안 입고 혹은 신발을 안 신고 혹은 소복을 입은 이런 모든 것들이 이제 캔디릿 후보자들의 어떠한 캠페인 기믹이다라는 내용의 기사였습니다. First of all, let's look at the word ramp up in the first paragraph.
So yeah, ramp up can mean to increase or sort of boost or they stepped up their efforts. Yeah.
Right, so ramp up은 뭘 늘리다, 증가시키다, 혹은 뭐 더 박차를 가하다, boost라는 뜻으로 이렇게 여러 문장의 맥락에 따라서 해석을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 여기서는 political candidates have fully ramped up efforts to court voters 한다면 유권자들을 court하기 위해서, 이건 이제 다음에 나오니까 제가 court라고 한다면 유권자들을 court하기 위한 어떤 노력들을 ramped up, 뭐 더 박차를 가하고 있다, 늘리고 있다라고 해석을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. The word court.
Yeah, so you might have heard court before, like as a noun.
Right.
It's like the 법원, right? Mm-hmm. But here we're using it as a verb, and it means to attract or to woo, to seek support, even maybe cultivate some support. But yeah, to try and get support in a way that you're trying to attract people.
Right. 기사를 읽으실 때 court라고 한다면 법원이라는 명사가 더 익숙하실 수도 있을 것 같아서 동사로 사용된 court를 가져와 봤는데요. 방금 말씀해 주셨듯이 누군가의 환심을 사려고 한다, 환심을 얻으려 하다라는 단어로 이해를 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 그래서 유권자들의 환심을 얻기 위해 얻기 위한 노력을 되게 많이 하고 있다라는 문장으로 이해를 하시면 될 것 같아요. Moving on to the second paragraph, we have the word flamboyant.
So this is a really good word, I think. It means like theatrical or lively, energetic, colorful even, vibrant, elaborate. Those are all really good words.
Right, so Ali mentioned a lot of synonyms. 이제 엘리가 방금 여러 유의어들을 말씀을 해주셨는데요. Let's do a memory test. Yeah. 기억력을 잠깐 다시 되짚어보자면 we had
energetic lively.
하나도 기억을 제가. Energetic, lively, elaborate,
theatrical,
right?
Or vibrant.
Vibrant, right? Vibrant. 이렇게 뭔가 화려하고 현란한 이런 단어입니다. 그래서 여기 문장에서는 supporters and candidates singing theme songs with politically tweaked lyrics and flamboyant dance routines라고 한다면 이런 현란한 그런 댄스 동작들과 그리고 정치적으로 이렇게 개사한 가사들을 가진 theme songs, 테마 노래들을 이제 candidates랑 supporters가 부른다라고 해석을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. Flamboyant is a word that's used often, or
I think not so much. Like in the news, I think this article, it's you need it to describe. But in like a news context, you wouldn't really say flamboyant, like because news is not really very like colorful, right? But because this article is describing colorful, interesting things, we can use it. Right. But it's used a lot to describe people. Like people like a flamboyant person is someone that's quite colorful and lively and energetic. Or clothes, like, oh, that's quite a flamboyant outfit. That could be a compliment or not. It could be like, kind of like a backhanded compliment, like, oh, that's quite a flamboyant outfit. Oh, 좀 많이 화려하네.
Right. Okay, I get the 느낌.
Yeah.
Flamboyant가 보니까 아까 화려한, 현란한 이런 뭐 되게 봤을 때 눈을 번쩍이게 하는 그런 뜻을 이제 기억을 하시면 될 것 같고요. 뭐 형형색색의 색깔이 많은 이런 뜻도 있어서 누군가의 어떠한 옷을 그날 스타일을 되게 flamboyant하다라고 평가를 한다면 과연 그게 좋은 의미인지 혹은 칭찬일지 아니면 나쁜 의미일지 잘 모를 수도 있다라는 내용을 방금 얘기를 한 거였습니다. 세 번째 문단으로 넘어가 볼게요. We have the word undertake.
Yeah, so that's to sort of take on a task or maybe do just simply just to do something. So they're doing or partaking in a Buddhist practice. Yeah.
Undertake라는 뜻은요, 단어는요, 수행하다라는 뜻을 가지고 있습니다. 그래서 뭐 do or participate or take part.
Yeah, participate, take part. Yeah, that's all right.
이런 모든 단어들을 같이 사용하시면 될 것 같고요. 여기서는 you know like how we have the word 삼보일배. So lower themselves in a bow every three steps, undertaking a Buddhist practice to show determination이라고 한다면 그 자세를 낮춰서 이제 삼보일배를 하는데 이게 Buddhist practice, 어떤 불교에서 있는 수행이기 때문에 그런 의지를 보여주는 불교적 수행을 하면서 이 삼보일배를 했다라고 해석을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. Moving on to the last paragraph, we have the word peculiar.
So that means like strange, odd, weird, but it's a bit of a nicer word than weird. I think weird can be quite like, oh, it's like weird. It's like not a good thing. But peculiar has a slightly nicer, like it's like, oh, it's a bit strange, but not in necessarily a bad way. Maybe a bit funny or bizarre?
Bizarre, weird, odd, 뭔가 되게 이상한 뭐 이런 뜻으로 해석을 할 수도 있고요. 하지만 이 peculiar 단어는 뭔가 이상한보다는 그냥 조금 더 it's neutral.
Yeah, like 특이한, I guess.
특이한, but, 독특한. Not easy to see, uncommon.
Yeah.
이 정도로
right.
이제 생각을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 그래서 among the more peculiar election crusades라고 한다면 그 조금 특이한 혹은 독특한 election crusades들 중에서 once stripped down to seize the attention of voters 한다면 뭐 그 유권자들의 관심을 끌기 위해서 옷을 벗었다라고 한 부분을 가져온 기사였고요. 그 Democratic Party Representative 김병욱 후보가 그 상의를 탈의하고 바디 프로필을 찍은 것과 관련된 문단이었습니다. We have the word crusade as well.
So it means a battle. It's also used like in war context. But here it's kind of talking about the campaign. So yeah, you can say the election battle, the election campaign. It's kind of making the election sound like it's like a war battleground.
Right. So crusade라는 단어는 뭐 전쟁, battle이라는 뜻도 가지고 있지만 election과 같이 붙었을 때는 그냥 선거 운동 해서 선거 캠페인이라고 해석을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 그래서 among the more peculiar election crusades 한다면 이러한 좀 특이한 저희가 가져온 예시들이 이제 뭐 발을 뭐 벗고서 황토길을 걷거나 아니면 뭐 사람들의 발을 씻겨주거나 혹은 바디 프로필을 찍거나 또 중략된 기사 뒤에는 뭐 소복을 입고 뭐 혈서를 쓰는 이런 내용들을 가지고 왔었는데요. 이러한 좀 다양하게 이상하고 독특한 그러한 선거 운동들 가운데 라고 해석을 하시면 될 것 같습니다. 저희가 준비한 단어는 여기까지고요. 이 단어들 기억하시면서 기사 다시 한번 읽고 오도록 하겠습니다.
No shirt, no shoes, or dress for mourning. Candidates' campaign gimmicks. As South Koreans go to the polls to elect the 300 members of the National Assembly on Wednesday, political candidates have fully ramped up efforts to court voters. Walking down practically any main street at the moment, one will easily spot rallies of candidates and supporters singing theme songs with politically tweaked lyrics and flamboyant dance routines. Others have taken more unconventional turns in the outreach. One candidate was seen barefoot greeting visitors at the Red Clay Road in Gumi-dong, Seongnam, Gyeonggi Province, washing the feet of citizens, while others walked the streets and lowered themselves in a bow every three steps, undertaking a Buddhist practice to show determination. Among the more peculiar election crusades, one stripped down to seize the attention of voters. Main opposition Democratic Party of Korea representative Kim Byung-woo, who is running for the Bundang-bi constituency in Seongnam, shared a picture of himself shirtless, posing for a body profile.
네, 선거가 이제 다 끝나고 또 봄이 만연하게 찾아온 것 같습니다. 이제 벚꽃도 막 흩날리고 있는데요. 또 환절기에 감기 걸리지 않고 봄을 즐기면서 4월을 맞이하시면 좋을 것 같습니다. See you next week, everybody.
Bye.